It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there. Welcome to our Friday show. It's the last Friday of 2017, and I'm happy to be with you for an hour of requests and dedications and our last holiday CD giveaway. And that'll be coming up within the hour, along with all the great requests that you have made, by calling 202-619-2077 or emailing bordercrossings@voa.gov. Nagasi is listening to Shagger FM in Ethiopia on 102.1 FM as they recently celebrated their 10th anniversary broadcasting in Ethiopia. And he asked me to play this song from The Weeknd. This is called Starboy. You're listening to Border Crossings. His real name is Abel Tesfaye, and he goes by The Weeknd. That's for Nagasi in Ethiopia. Starboy, The Weeknd's been on tour for his latest album and was recently announced as a headline attraction at the Coachella Valley Music Festival, which is an annual big event. Tickets go for $800, $900, and more. And it happens in the Palm Springs Desert every summer, right around April time, middle April. And this year, Beyonce will be headlining, and Eminem will be headlining, and you can count on the weekend as well as a part of the activities. He was dating Selena Gomez for a long time. The two of them broke up a couple months ago. In fact, in November, he was seen out at dinner with Katy Perry, although nothing ever came of that. But that's the weekend here on Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. I want to also say hello to Andy Bakers in Uganda, who's checked in and been writing on our Facebook page to say hi. Thank you, Andy, for listening to Border Crossings. Hermeku Partisan is with us as well today. And all you have to do is go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Let us know that you're tuned into the show. We'd love to know who's listening and where you're listening. And also, if you don't mind, how you're listening. If you've got an affiliate where you live on the FM dial or AM dial, or it's shortwave, or you're listening to our stream, we'd love to hear about it. Yebisira Solomon is tuned in today. Karuna Kantapal, Tewodro Shah, Christia Ruther, Kalisa all have checked in. Brian Cabasso just said hi to us. Thank you, Brian. And he listens every day in Nakonde. And wants me to say hi to Mary Buckman, Vincent McCoury, Vincent Maloba, and all of his friends. I also heard from Ishmael Kanu, Clifford Mulaima, and Una Vanags, who are also joining Border Crossings today on this Friday. I want to remind you, coming up on Monday, New Year's Day, we have a special look back at the biggest hits of the year. We're going to play the top 10, and you may be surprised at what the number one song of the year is. You may not be. We've also got the number one rock song and the number one country song. We'll throw it in as well along the way. So make sure you're tuned in on Monday's show for Border Crossings Year in Review, something we do every year. We look at the biggest hits. All right. And this young lady, certainly worthy of being in that top 10. She's had a huge year this year. Halsey is her name. Or is it? Her real name is Ashley Frangipani. But she goes by Halsey. She said she picked that name from a New York subway. She got off the subway station in New York one day, was at Halsey Boulevard, the Halsey Boulevard stop. She said, yeah, that's a good name. I'm going to use Halsey for my stage name. She says this song, Bad at Love, from her third album, Hopeless Fountain Kingdom, is actually autobiographical. She said it's about her. She's always had a tough time with relationships. And if you listen closely to the lyrics, she kind of talks about some of the actual bad relationship she's had over the years, although she's in a relationship now, which she says is a great relationship, with another rapper named G-Eazy. Here's a request for Zainab, and Zainab is in Kuwait on 96.9 FM.
Got a boy back home in Michigan, and it tastes like Jack when I'm kissing him. So I told him that I never really liked his friends, and he's gone and he's calling me a bitch again. There's a guy that lives in a garden state, and he told me that we make it till we graduate. So I told him that the music will be worth the wait, but he wants me in the kitchen when it's dinner plate. I believe that we're meant to be. But jealousy, get the best of me. Look, I don't mean to frustrate, but I always make the same mistakes. Yeah, always make the same mistakes, cause I'm bad at love. Ooh, ooh. But you can't blame me for trying. You know I'd be lying, saying you're the one. Ooh, ooh. That could finally fix me. Looking at my history, I'm bad. Got a girl with California eyes, and I thought that she could really be the one this time. But I never got the chance to make her mine, because she fell in love with little thin white lines. London girl with her attitude, we never told no one, but we look so cute. Both got way better things to do, but I always think about it when I'm driving through. I believe that I'm in too deep. Jealousy, get the best in me. Look, I don't mean to frustrate, but I always make the same mistakes, yeah. Always make the same mistakes, cause I'm bad at love. Ooh, ooh. But you can't blame me for trying. You know I'd be lying, saying you're the one. Ooh, ooh. That could finally fix me. Looking at my history, I'm bad. You're afraid I'm gonna walk away. It's time to feel and face. You know I'm bad at love.
for trying. You know I'd be lying, saying you're the one. Ooh, ooh, that could finally fix me. Looking at my history, I'm back.
Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, my sea, oh, ooh, the master of my sea, oh, ooh. I was broken from a young age, taking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
That's off the album called Evolve. It is from Imagine Dragons out of Las Vegas. A request from Nabil in Kuwait. Believer, very big song. Now, there's a video online. You can find this on YouTube. Dan Reynolds, the lead singer of Imagine Dragons, just found it this week. In fact, on Wednesday, he put out a message on his Instagram account. He was blown away by a video of an Israeli choir in Israel, a choir of 600 put out a version of that song on video. And he saw it and he said it was just, he said, so much passion, and it blew me away as I watched it. And 600 people divided into three different groups, baritone, alto, soprano. And all their harmonies were perfectly organized, and they learned the song in 1 hour. and that's called Believer. Absolutely gorgeous. Big hit for Imagine Dragons and Dan Reynolds and his band from Las Vegas that have been together for several years now. And they are on tour right now for the Evolve album. In fact, January 6th, they're performing in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, 7th in Singapore, and then off to Japan and then Thailand for some shows throughout January. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings. Glad to have you with us here on our Friday show. I just found something out that I didn't know. See, I learn something every day. And I just found out that Border Crossings is heard twice a day, every day. And you're hearing us live now at 1500 Universal. If you're tuned in now at 1500 Universal, who knows? You could be listening at a different time of the day because we do have our archive files of the show on our voanews.com website. But at 1500, we are on live. And then the rebroadcast happens a few hours later, 7 hours later, at 2200 Universal. So you can catch the show twice in a day. I won't be live the second time. But it airs twice a day. I just found that out. 1500 Universal, 2200 Universal. So whatever time it is where you are right now, 7 hours from right now, it will air again. Thanks for tuning in to Border Crossings. Amara Henry and Ishmael Kanu, who listens in Uganda on his shortwave radio. My name is Larry London. This is Border Crossings. We've got a request from Yaw Sirwa of Ethiopia, who wants me to play an artist whose real name is Austin Post. But he goes by Post Malone. He says he took his last name from Karl Malone, one of the great basketball players in NBA history. Post Malone and a song that spent 8 weeks at number one rock star. Post Malone's album is coming out sometime this year. He doesn't know when.
I've been popping, man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. When we call up on no and show up, man, them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go grata ta ta. Hey, hey, switch my whip, came back in black. I'm starting saying rest in peace to Bon Scott. Hey, close that door, we blowing smoke. She asked me light a fire like I'm awesome. Hey, act a fool on stage, probably leave my show in a cop car. It was legendary through a TV out the window of the montage. On this table, look upon, don't give a damn. Don't your girlfriend is a groupie, she just tryna get in. Saying I'm with the band. Ay, ay. Now she acting out of pocket, tryna grab up on my pants. On that bunny, then my trailer said I ain't got a man. And they all brought a friend. I've been popping, man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. When we call up on no and show up, man, them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go grata ta ta.
I've been in the hills, superstars feeling like a pop star. Drinking in it bad, jumping in the pool and I ain't got on no bra. Hit her front or back, pulling on the tracks and now she screaming out no more. They like Savage, why you got a 12 car garage and you only got 6 cars? I ain't with the cake and how you kiss that. Your wifey say I'm looking like a whole snap. Green honey's in my safe, I got old racks. LA is always asking where the. Get. Living like a rock star, smash out on a cop car, sweeter than a pop tart. You know you are not hard. I done made the hot chart. Remember I used to chop hard. Living like a rock star, I'm living like a rock star.
I've been popping, man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. When we call up on no. Yeah, show up, man, them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go grata ta ta.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
think about the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And this place is much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying. If you care enough for the living, make a better place for you. Love that cannot lie. Love is strong. It only cares for joyful giving. If we try, we shall see. In this bliss we cannot feel. There are strength to stop existing and start living. Then it feels that always love's enough for us growing. A better place.
Heal the World. Michael Jackson couldn't do it. I don't know who can. That is a request from Tay in Ethiopia, listening to Border Crossings. As far as the Jackson kids go, we don't get to see the Jackson kids very much, but they did put out a Christmas card all together at the same time, which is kind of cool. 19-year-old Paris was in the photo wearing a Metallica hoodie, along with Prince Michael, who's 20, and Blanket, who's 15. Prince Michael is into motorcycle these days. That's what he's doing. He's endorsing motorcycles, talking about it a lot on social media. Paris graduated high school in 2015. She enrolled in community college. She dropped out of college, and she is pursuing an acting career and modeling career, and was on the cover of Vogue in Australia not too long ago. Very beautiful girl. Meanwhile, speaking of the Jackson family, Janet has reconciled. She's back together with Jermaine Dupri. They were together a number of years ago before she went off and got married. I want to say hello to Igholm Endurance, who's listening to Border Crossing. Saidu Muhammad Ali in Nigeria, Walu England geographer, who is still over the moon, as we say, celebrating the birth of their baby girl, Fatimatu. So a Walu England geographer has a new member in the family, Fatimatu, gorgeous little baby. And Walu England geographer sent me the photo of the baby Fatimatu. Absolutely beautiful. What a blessing. Manny Galt Joel is in Ghana on 98.1 FM. Kelvin Bishop Fala is listening to us in Liberia today. So hello, one and all. In just a bit, we've got a Kenyan artist who's in town for a concert, and we'll be talking to him. So hang on. That's coming up after we check out this request from Andy Bakers for Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj, her real name is Onika. Onika Minaj. She was born on December 8th. She just turned 38 a few weeks ago. And this is one of her biggest hits, Andy Bakers. And here's your super bass.
This one is for the boys with the booming system. Top down AC with the coolest system. When he come up in the club, he be blazing up. Got stacks on deck like he's saving up. And he ill, he real, he might got a deal. He pop bottles and he got the right kind of bill. He cold, he dope, he might sell coke. He always in the air, but he never fly couch. He a drip, drip, tell her all the drip, drip. When he make a drip, drip, kiss him on a lip, lip. That's the kind of dude I was looking for. And yes, you'll get slapped if you look at me. I said, excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. I mean, my, you're like Pelican Fly. I mean, you're so shy, and I'm loving your tie. You're like slicker than the guy with the thing on his eye. Oh. Yes, I did, yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj, I match them dudes up. Back coops up and chop them dudes up. In the powwows, entrepreneurs again in the mowgows. He can bow with the cool, he can sound loud. But I think I like him better when he's out loud. And I think I like him better with the fitted cap on. He ain't even gotta try to put the Mac on. He just gotta give me that look. When he give me that look, then the panties coming off. Excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. You know I really got a thing for American guys. I mean, sigh, sickening eyes. I can tell that you're in touch with your feminine side. Yes, I did, yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj, I mac them dudes up. Back coops up and chuck the deuce up.
We'll be right back.
Border Crossings, Nicki Minaj, Super Bass. She's got a wax figure that gets a lot of attention at Madame Tussauds in London and in New York City. And, of course, she's one of the most popular rappers on the planet. She says she's the number one female rapper on the planet. No one will argue with her, I'm sure. Maybe Cardi B might argue a little bit. I'm Larry London. Thank you for joining us on our Friday show here on Border Crossings. We are heard around the world, and a lot of people are listening in different parts of the world, and we've got a guest from one of those parts, Kenya.
Yes.
So we welcome an artist into our studio. As I mentioned during the week that he'd be joining us, Wood Phoebe is in the house.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you here all the way from Kenya, where they put us on 107.5 FM every day in Kenya.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So you're here for what? What are you doing in D.C.?
Okay, in D.C., first of all, it's a meet and greet fans, you know, but mostly I'm here for the interview at the Voice of America.
Oh, really? You came in for this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
I thought
such
you
an
had...
honor.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that, because I heard through a little birdie, well, maybe not so little birdie, maybe it's a big birdie, he told me that you were here for a concert in D.C.
Yes, yes, not in Maryland,
okay,
actually Baltimore. But initially I came for another concert in Houston, Texas, where I came to stand with our brothers and sisters who were affected by the hurricane, you know. So we just came to show love, you know, and support them. And it was kind of, you know, a support show, you know. Yeah, just to come and show love and stand with them, you know. But when my fans all over America heard I'm around, so they say, hey, man, you must come and greet us too, you know. So I said, who am I? You are the bosses. So let me come and say hi.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Where are you performing in the Baltimore area?
Baltimore area, I don't have the address quite well.
Okay.
But it's an area within Baltimore.
Okay, but you don't know the venue name? Maybe we can find that out. We'll send that out on the air in case people are listening in the Baltimore area.
Yeah, but I know it's somewhere called Swahili Village.
Swahili Village.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So tell me about your career. When did you start in music?
Okay, professionally I started 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and actually I didn't plan to be a musician, actually. I used to sing in church, you know, and that is when I was around 8 years old. I started when I was around 8 years old. So I sang in church, and unfortunately I lost my parents, so I ended up being a street boy. So down at the streets, you know, I could not do music. But then a group of, let me say, Samaritans, but missionaries from the United States of America, they used to come, you know, take street boys from the street, take them to church, you know, give them some food, share the word of God with them. And so I found myself being among the, you know, the kids that were being taken. And so after the church, you know, most of the street kids could go back to the streets. But me, I would be left, but I would decide to remain back so that I could touch the piano. I used to love the piano so much. I want to touch the piano, I want to touch the microphone, things like that, you know. And so little did I know that's how my talent was being, you know, born out of me, created out of me. And then all of a sudden, I found myself singing in church, you know, and playing the piano. And so they decided to take me in, you know, and teach me and train me. So I was taken to school, trained, and then after some times later, the person who was in charge of me, you know, like the guardian, I think he wasn't that faithful with the funds that were being sent by the missionaries. So they got mad and, you know, they stopped the project, things like that. So I had to drop out of school again, you know. But then I said, now, since I can, you know, communicate, at least I can talk, let me now develop my music, you know. So I started singing in church, crusades, things like that, until 2 years ago, I wanted to do my first recording. But then I said, most of studios back at home in Kenya, you know, when they record music, you realize all the artists is like, the music sounds the same, you know. So I said, I want to record my own music. I want to produce my own music. So I started by gathering up equipment, things like that. And out of creativity, I developed my own studio, you know, which is actually now the biggest studio in Kenya, you know. Yeah.
What's it called?
It's called Barikiwa Studio.
Okay.
Barikiwa means blessed.
Okay.
Yeah. So after developing the studio, I wanted to record my music. But before I did record my music, a certain artist came. I met them on the street. They were talking about recording and, like, they don't have fans. So I said, let me go and help you out. I have a small home studio. Let me go and support you do for your recording. So I went and recorded the song. And then within 1 week, they became an instant hit. The guy became a celebrity all of a sudden. And
what's
so,
his name?
It's called Kofi Makadori.
Okay.
Yeah. He does a genre called Ohangla Back at Home. Mm-hmm. It's kind of an Afrobeat, you know.
Okay.
And so this artist became a big name. And then all of a sudden, all the other artists came to me. So instead of recording my music, I became a producer.
Well, that's okay. There's a lot of money in that, too.
Yeah, you know. But then as time went by, I felt like some of these artists were becoming big, you know. Mm-hmm. But then after becoming big and me helping them build a name, they begin to despise me. You know, I'm now like rubbish to them. You get the point? So I said, hey, guys, I can sing, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so know that I cannot sing. So let me go back to my real identity, what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And so that's how I came into music, actually. And my first song became an instant hit called Nya Jaluo, mm-hmm. you know. And then later I've done several songs that are doing so well. Mm-hmm. And because of those songs, that is why my brothers back in Texas decided I can come and show support and love to those who are affected by the hurricane.
Mm. Is that the song that we're going to hear that you wanted to play?
Yes.
All right, well, that's a good lead-in. So we'll check that song out. What's it called?
Nya Jaluo.
What does that mean?
Nya Jaluo means daughter of a Luo. Luo is a native, you know, tribe back at home in Kenya, actually where, and I'm proud to say this, Obama comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, little political plug along the way. All right, the artist is Wood Phoebe. He's here, and we're going to listen to his biggest hit and come back and chat with him for a couple more minutes.
Nyako knows who she is.
Barikiwa Studio.
Rumba Taratibu, Rumba ya warembo. Engineer Wood Phoebe, Le Grand President, B.I.B. Musica. Call her Black Beauty, her orating. Nya Jaluo is full of life. Yawa Nya Jaluo is very positive. Nyakoma think white, always at the cutting edge. Nyakoma ngeyo ber, kendo understand fashion. Hawezi kukubali majaribu kumweka chini. Nyakoma chayo pin, maoksechi. Yawa Nyakoma ratego. Mokinyal chesogo yawa Nya Jaluo.
Mbele inauza nyuma.
Bisenene kakuwoto. To bisenene kakonyono yawa. Bisenene kakuyengo. Samu woto woto kojachir. Samu yono onyono matintin kapikok. Samu yengo
ah madiaba.
Nya Jaluo, Nya Jaluo, nyako mowinjo dhialo. Nya Jaluo, nyako mowinjo wero. Nya Jaluo, nyako mowinjo dendo. Nya Jaluo, nyako mowinjo pako. Oh, Nya Jaluo.
It's Border Crossings, and we are listening to the sounds of Wood Phoebe from Kenya. And I know that Kenya's tuned in to Border Crossings on 107.5 FM. Describe the sound of music that you make. What would you call that kind of music?
Okay, my music, I call it classical modern rumba.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Whereby I try to fuse modern instrument with the traditional percussion instruments. You get the point? I have like the shakers, traditional shakers, mm-hmm. the triangles, mm-hmm. yeah. And then myself, I'm a pianist, so I also play the soft piano, like, you know, the classical notes and chords, yeah. So I mix in between. Mm. So my music definitely is classical music, modern rumba.
And you said that that was your breakthrough hit, and you have a bigger hit that's out right
yes,
now.
Yes, I've got a bigger hit called Chamgiwangi.
Uh-huh.
Chamgiwangi simply means eat with your eyes.
Oh.
Yeah, because you're going to see a beautiful lady and she's, you know, glittering and like, ah, that's the lady I want. But you don't know there's a man behind that lady that makes that lady to glitter, you know, to look good. Yeah.
Well, don't point at Felicia when you say that. She's a married woman. Don't point.
Yeah, she's good. Huh? So what I'm trying to say is, whether a man or a lady, mm-hmm. there's someone behind that person. You get the point?
Gotcha.
That makes that person look good and mm-hmm. beautiful and handsome, you know. So if you want that person, no, you cannot treat that person because he or she is already gone. Mm-hmm. So the best thing you can do, eat with your eyes, salivate, then walk your way. Simply, that's the song.
So why did you choose Wood Phoebe to be your performance name?
Okay.
What is the significance of that name?
Wood Phoebe, I normally say, and I always tell everyone, my mother is my first girlfriend, mm-hmm. you know? And my mother is very significant in my life because she made me more I am after the death of my father. We struggled with her. We suffered until she later died, mm-hmm. you know. And so I said, because she's not around to see the success of a son she raised. So I said, I will identify and with her and make people know there was a woman called Phoebe. So Wood simply means son of Phoebe.
Gotcha. That's great. I like that. And so you're representing all of Africa today on Border Crossings.
Yes.
You're here live in America from Kenya.
Yes.
A recording artist from Kenya. And I get email from a lot of people who are in different parts of the world, and they want to get into music. And I get a lot of email from people in Africa that want to break into music.
Yes.
You've done it. What advice would you give them?
Normally I say, just like the biblical Moses, begin with what you have. What do you have in your hand? Okay, what you have in your hand as an artist is the talent, first of all. And today, we thank God that artists today enjoy certain things that artists that were beginning long time ago, our old musicians, will not enjoy. We've got social media, okay? For example, I've used a lot of social media to introduce myself to the world. I could not wait for radios. I could not wait for TVs, you know, to identify me. I started using social media, you know, doing my thing and going live on Facebook, open my YouTube channel, you know, put my stuff there. You get the point? And so it helped me and people could connect to me. And so the fans who connect to you on social media will go to the radio station and say, hey, play for me Wood Phoebe song. And so if they don't have Wood Phoebe song, they'll have to look for Wood Phoebe. The first place they go to is YouTube. Mm-hmm. You have a song on YouTube. And so they'll play your song from YouTube direct to the radio station and to the frequencies. You get the point?
Yes.
So I normally tell artists, begin with what you have. If you can access an Android phone, access Facebook, use it wisely, and then showcase your talent outside to the people. Definitely, someone outside there will see that there's talent in you and they'll mm-hmm. come in to help. So that's what I say.
Okay. Well, that's great advice. I mean, it worked for Justin Bieber.
Yes.
It worked for many, many artists who were discovered on Facebook.
Yes.
Thankfully, there's now social media, which they didn't have 20, 30 years ago. So now this is a big... So if I post the link to your Facebook page or your site, however people can get in touch with you, that way they can find you. Because obviously, if you have your own studio, you may be also producing or doing some side work, helping artists.
Yeah,
so.
Actually, back at home, I'm a mentor. Mm-hmm. I raise very many musicians.
Great.
And most of the artists that are top back at home in Kenya have passed through my hands, you know. Mm-hmm. That is the genre that they do, the ohangla, that the afrobeat, mm-hmm. the rumba, you get the point,
mm-hmm.
and then traditional gospel music, things like that, because I do both secular and gospel, mm-hmm. you know, and myself also do sing gospel, you know, because I know my talent comes from God, and it's good also to give God thanks in everything that we do. Yeah, so anyone outside there that needs help, that needs assistance, guidance, I've not made it yet, but I'm able to help according to the ability that God has given me. Mm-hmm. And being someone who has gone through a lot of things, you know, through a lot of suffering and tribulations, I'm able to help according to my ability. So anyone outside there, check my Facebook, Wood Phoebe, YouTube, Wood Phoebe channel, subscribe. Then what I'll do, if you have talent, you send me your voice, you know, I'll listen. If your voice is good enough for the studio, I'll see how to help. If it's not good enough, I can always help by connecting to the right vocal trainers. They help you. And then when you're ready, I take you to the studio. Yeah, so those with the talent, and honestly, they're not able to get the studio fee and things like that, I'll do it for free, for the love.
All right. And how can people reach you? Give us the... the spelling of your name or your Facebook page so that people can go there right now? Because I assume you'll help people outside of Kenya.
Yes,
I mean, beyond just
true.
Kenya. So where would people go?
Now, you go to Facebook, you'll get Word Phoebe. Word Phoebe is WUOD, then space FIBI. Word Phoebe. So you just send me a message. I know I don't assume any message. Mm-hmm. I normally go through all of them. Just tell me, I'll be able to help where I can.
Okay, one more time, what is it?
WUOD space FIBI. So it's Word Phoebe everywhere. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, it's Word Phoebe everywhere.
All right. That's a unique spelling. I mean, I wouldn't have spelled it that way.
Wood.
But
you said wood?
Wood. Like wood. Like knock on wood. WOOD would have been a lot easier. But you spelled it WU.
Yeah. WUOD.
WOOD.
FIBI.
Okay.
Don't confuse it for FBI.
No. Thank you very much, Wood Phoebe, for coming on the show.
I'm so grateful for hosting me. This is an honor. I thank God for you people. You're doing a great job.
And you have a great time in Baltimore over the weekend.
Well, thank you, sir.
And come
appreciate
back and
it.
See us in the future next time you're here.
Thank you so much.
Give our love to everybody in Kenya.
Nawapenda wote kutoka Amerikani tukiwa Voice of America Radio.
Woo, sounding great. Thank you very much. 107.5 FM. This is a request from Kwame on Border Crossings. G-Eazy and Cardi B and No Limit.
No limit, I'm a fucking soldier. Ay, always lit, yeah, I'm never sober. This for 3 days in a row, y'all be coming over. Told that bitch to kick rock, she act like it's a boulder. Ay, Rory, shopping, that mean copping. Always popping, hella popping. She's a bopper, homie hopping. Ain't no stopping, album dropping. Got the city on fire. Lying on me like she tired. I'ma have to fuck around and call Kamaya.
Border Crossing on VOA1. true, I'm not good at a one-night stand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. But darling, stay with me. Why am I so emotional? No, it's not a good look and some self-control. Deep down I know this never works, but you can lay with me so it doesn't hurt. Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all.
Crossings, and that is Sam Smith, and that's called Stay With Me. From The Thrill of It All, Sam recently spoke out about the fact there's a song on his new album called Him, which addresses the fact that he came out being gay when he was 10. And he said that song is all about that experience and what was going on inside emotionally at the time. I want to say hi to Edward Asuquo, Cletus Clarks, and Blama Doe, who are all tuned at Border Crossings. It's time now for our CD giveaway. Four CDs, the last four in the bag, Santa's bag. And they're all holiday CDs, and I know you're going to want to win these. Negasi in Ethiopia, you are today's winner. Negasi in Ethiopia, congratulations. You've got the holiday CDs, Frank Sinatra, Ultimate Christmas. You've got Lindsey Stirling, Warmer in the Winter. The Now That's What I Call a Merry Christmas, and the Trolls Holiday Collection, all just for listening to Border Crossings. And on Tuesday, we begin our next giveaway, the Grammy Soundtrack, with all the 2018 nominees. The Grammys are on January 28th. Thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings, and thanks to Wagner, our engineer, and Felicia, our director. Have yourself a nice weekend. Don't forget, Monday's Border Crossings on the first day of 2018 is a look at the biggest hits of the past year. And whatever it is you're doing, do it safely. I'm Larry London, and Border Crossings is heard on the VOA1 Music Network.